New Jersey doing a training session with my unit, and we were going to class, and we saw that everyone was standing around the television, and they saw that they were watching an airplane go into the tower, into the first building. And we thought it was just part of the training because we were doing combat training. We're like, oh, that can't be real. So we went into the class auditorium, and they said, oh, that is very real. The second one hit, and they're like, this is the best place that you should be. This is what you should do. Then the Pentagon got hit, and it was like chaos. Everyone was trying to call home. The phone lines were down, and it was just very strange to be in this uniform and be that close to where it happened. I can't describe the feeling. It was...
So you knew then it was game on, as they say.
I knew things would not be the same.
Along that note, did you ever think then, 10 years later, that you'd be right here doing what you're doing in Afghanistan?
I thought at some point, I didn't think it would take this long for me to get here, but I did think it. I kind of knew at some point I would be here. But like I said, I had a 6-year break in service, because that I got out in 2003 and then I came back 2009. So I never thought that we would be here this long.
Pretty much that's what everybody says. Then I always ask this question. What do you see 10 years down the road for you? What do you think you will be doing in 10 years from now?
10 years from now, I hope to be working at someone's public relations office, because that's what I would like to do. I'm going back to school to finish my degree in public relations and broadcast journalism, a double major. I don't necessarily want to do news anymore. I respect people that do it and what they have to do, but I've seen a lot of stuff that I just don't like about it.
Want to move on to something else?
Want to move on, yes. In public relations, I would like to get a degree in broadcast journalism because I have a background in it, and because I wouldn't mind working for a media organization in public relations, but I don't want to necessarily be the person there.
And I don't think at the beginning I asked you this question. Where did you grow up and where do you call home now?
I grew up in Union, South Carolina. For the past year I lived in Smyrna, Georgia, but this summer I'm going to go back to Union, spend the summer with my mom and my daughter and my family, and then I'm going back to Auburn to finish my degree. War Eagle.
What kind of advice would you give to a young lady wanting to come into your shoes and do what you're doing now, and that only they had never done anything like this? What kind of information or advice would you tell them about how to be successful?
I see a lot of people around here, and like I tell some people, I know this is cliche to say, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen to what goes on around you. Do what you're told and do it well. If you want respect, you have to give respect. You can't just think, oh, just because you have on this uniform that you're going to be respected. No. So not true. And that means from other people in this uniform. If you can't prove to them, because I stay inside the wire. I meet people that go outside the wire every day and put their life at risk. They have a strong, strong belief behind why they're wearing that uniform. So if you're coming over here and you don't have respect for the uniform or for the people who are wearing it, you're not going to get any respect, and you're not going to make it anywhere in this army, or this military, any military.
In this environment, specifically what you do, you've dealt with a whole lot of different cultures and different nationalities, and just the whole, from everywhere, the whole gambit. Has there been difficult times that you go, oh no, I can't figure this one out, just because there's a language barrier or a culture barrier? And how do you overcome that?
It's hard because, yes, you do encounter people I don't speak any other language fluently. Excuse me. And especially not Darcy. What is it?
Dari
or Pashto.
Right.
I don't.
So you've had to deal with the local media people as well, the people from this country.
Yes, sir. We have some Afghan nationals that come in every once in a while. They usually have an interpreter with them. If they don't speak, but a lot of the reporters speak fluent, but sometimes they have very heavy accents and you can't make out what they're saying, and you just have to weed through and just be very patient and ask the question again, or ask the question, rephrase the question so they'll understand it better, because sometimes that's all it is, because you know they learn the language, but they learn it differently than we're taught.
Right.
So, and you know, we're so used to the language, we have, you know, may throw slang in or something that seems slang to them, and you just have to be patient. That's my biggest lesson here, patience. I've grown to have so much patience with people.
Yeah, especially in this environment. So along that line, the word of advice to the next person that would come in, like myself or anybody that's going to have to deal with Sergeant Booker or anybody else, what do you tell them in order for them to be successful in what they're trying to get accomplished?
Know what you want to do. Know where you want to go. Some people are so proactive, they've even contacted the people that they want to embed with. Do your homework. Know what you want to do. Know what you want to talk about. And know that sometimes the military is going to tell you no and not give you a reason. It's no. And that's usually what I get. And then I have to tell them in some other way, well, I have to put a spin on it. But it's, if they tell you no, just say, okay, thanks, I'll try again later. But know what you want to do. Know where you want to go. Don't come to us and say, I would like to come to Afghanistan and tell the service member's story. That's way too vague. It's way too vague.
Know what you want to do.
Definitely know what you want to do.
Okay, now, before we close, I'm going to come back to one issue. You must understand, Sergeant Booker, in my entire life, I never, ever got an A in conduct. Okay? So you're now getting to tell the whole world, honestly, on a letter grade scale, from A, B, C, D, and F, just like we did in school, what do you grade me on in all seriousness?
A++.
Oh, I just love to hear that. Now, look, they're not going to believe that we didn't set this up. But I do want you to know that, in all seriousness, I appreciate that. But, you know, I have to deal with a whole lot of other people in your shoes, and you're the only one that really communicated rapidly and well. And I really, really appreciate that. And I really do hope that the Army takes notice of this, and somehow you can duplicate that in a big PAO conference somewhere. It's really been a pleasure to deal with you.
Don't put that on me. Have me speaking in front of a... Oh, no, no.
That's public relations. That's what you want to do.
I know, but not necessarily that public relations. I'm going to send out a lot of newsletters. Yeah. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. This would be nice for my daughter to hear later in life.
And that's what I want to ask. This is the final question. Is there one thing you want to say to loved ones or anybody before we close?
I've gotten so much support because I'm a single mom with my family at home, and I can't put into words how much I appreciate them taking my spot. She has a million moms and daddies and granddaddies and everything in my hometown. The love that they have for me, it has been duplicated and tripled towards her while I'm gone, and I can't put into words how much I appreciate that, because I miss her so much. And you are about to make me cry. I miss her so much, and I feel like, I know she's being well taken care of, but you know, it's a mommy thing, I guess.
It's very good. You have a good family support system, and they'll be hearing this and know what a professional you really are. Sergeant Katina Booker, I appreciate greatly that you've taken the time out of your busy schedule doing everybody's paperwork, including mine, in order to do this interview. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
This is Jim Speary. It's March 28th, 2012, Kandahar Airfield, Afghanistan, with Sergeant Katina Booker, Public Affairs Officer.